Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yushali Beitza, Perik Beitza, Halacha Beitza, and in the Ezra Tzuris Daf, it's right at the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, and in the Article Tzuris Daf, it's on Chaf Aleph Amud Beitza. And today's Ava sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Amal Shad Haven Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us, Chaliyah is Acher Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, which means Yom Tov is on Sunday. Beishamai Oyer Matbilan Es HaKol Mufanei Shabbos. Beishamai says, we have to be tovel everything that's Tameh before Shabbos, whereas Beis Hillel says, Kalim Lufanei Shabbos. Kalim, vessels that are Tameh, they have to be tovel before Shabbos. Whereas Ba'adam B'Shabbos, a person is allowed to be on Shabbos, and we'll explain more what this means. So first thing more clarifies Masisa b'kelim gedolim. Amrish is talking about large kelim that if they're tamei, they have to be tovled before Shabbos. Al b'kelim ketanim, but small kelim mayr malim matbilon, a person's allowed to do ha'arama, which is like a little bit of a trickery, and be tovled them. He basically take a small kli, for example, he has a cup or a small pitcher, and he can bring it to the well or to the pond, whatever it is that he's going to be using as a mikvah, and to everybody else, it looks like he's just filling it up with water, but really he's dunking it in to put it in the mikvah to be tovled it, and that's fine because it doesn't look like it's matakin mana. It's only with a large kli that it's obvious to everybody that he's not filling it up. You don't fill up a huge kli like this with water, so it's clear that he's being tovel it to fix it up, to take away its tumah. So that's mitakin mana, which would be aser, but again, a small kli is fine. Antonio Rabbi Shaya teaches, b'malihu adam kli tamei min habar, umarim olav matbilai, a person could fill up a tamei kli from a bar, he's filling it up with water, and then he does a trick, and he's actually matbil it, and that way he takes away its tumah. And Tanu, we have a similar b'raisa, nafal dolyo yisoy chabar, if his pitcher fell into a bar, or nafal kelyo yisoy chabar, a different type of kli fell into a bar, marim olav matbilon, he could do Rama and betivle them simply falling into the bar is not considered tevila because he never had kavana. But now when he's taking them out, he could do a Rama and have in mind that he's being tevil them. And chain number one, we have Machlok Zamarayim. Chara number one says, Bekilim Shinitmu Ba'avatoma. This is talking about Kalim that became Toma with Avatoma, which means their Toma is De'oiraisa. Vacharna Amar, the other one says that no, Bekilim Shinitmu Ba'avatoma. This is only referring to Kalim that have a Toma Durabanan on them. It's only with this that on Yamtef, a person's allowed to do a Rama and betivle them, but not if it's Toma De'oiraisa. Now, Masav Manda Amar Ba'avatoma, the Manda Amar Ba'avatoma, the one who holds this only with the Toma Drabanon, ask the man to Amr who holds the Toma Dairaisa, Afil Bachal Yeheton Harav Shemesh. Even during the week, such a kli needs Harav Shemesh. Meaning, when we're talking about something that's Tomei Dairaisa, even during the week, when he puts it in the mikvah, it's still not considered 100% Tahar. He has to wait for Harav Shemesh, he has to wait for nightfall of the day that he was Tivalit. And it's the same thing on Shabbos, even if he's going to do a Arama with this kli and be Tivalit, no one else knows what he's doing. They just think he's filling it up with water because he wants to drink from it. But still, it's not fully Tahar until Matzei Shabbos, and then that means that he's preparing from Shabbos for the weekday, which obviously is usher. So how can you say this is permitted? Amar Leisa responded, that's only in regards when a person wants to eat their chulin in a state of elevated tahara or chuma as well. So then the kli needs harav shemesh. We're just talking about a regular kli that's tameh that he wants to be metahar and he doesn't need it to be any sort of elevated levels, then it doesn't need harav shemesh, and therefore being tovel it on Shabbos itself works right away, and he doesn't need to wait till Matzei Shabbos. Chafon based on top, the Gemara continues, anyone who the person themselves is chayiv tevila, they can go to mikvah regular, even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. However, Amar Chananya or Chanina Skanu Kehanim, Kedai Hu Beisa Shel Elokeinu Shayivdu Olav HaKehanim Tevila Achas, the house of our God, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, is worthwhile. The Kehanim can lose one tevila on them. Now, it's not specifically talking about Kehanim, it just means anybody who needs to go to the mikvah, it's okay to not go to the mikvah one day a year, Tisha B'Av, out of mourning over the Beis HaMikdash. And Dosh Rav Levi Kadosh Rav Chananya Skanu Kehanim, Rav Levi Darshan, just like Rav Chananya Skanu Kehanim said, namely, no going to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, even if a person has chiv tefila. Lastly, we explained the Mishnah that said v'adam b'shabbes, that according to Beis Hillel, a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Why is this? Shekein adam tovel l'kiryei b'shabbes. That's because a person could go to the mikvah if he's a bal keri. If he came tummy because he had keri, he's allowed to go to the mikvah, and it doesn't look like he's bathing, so that's okay. And therefore, if a person is tummy, he's allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And moving on to halacha gimel, this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. V'shavin, they both agree, meaning b'sham and Beis Hillel agree. Shemashiken es hamayim b'chlei even l'taharam avoloi matbilin. The one's allowed to do hashaka to water in a stone kli in order to tire them, but he's not allowed to be matbil them. Now, shaka is something interesting that is only able to be done with liquids. Let's say a person has a kli that has tamei liquids inside of it, so he lowers the entire kli into the mikvah. It's still separated from the mikvah waters because it's inside the kli, and then he just lowers one edge of the kli a little bit into the water, so a tiny little bit of mikvah water goes into the tamei water that he has in his kli, and that's called hashaka, which literally is like the word neshika, to kiss, so the two waters are just touching each other, and then that's a chibur, that's a connection between the mikvah waters and the water in his kli. Now all the water in his kli is tahar. Now the reason why a person would want to do this and not just get brand new water is, let's say the mikvah water was dirty and is not really drinkable, so just tiny little bit of mikvah water connecting to the water he has in his kli is not going to ruin his water, but it will be metahar it, as such a thing is permitted on Yom Tov. So here Beisham agrees that such a thing is permitted because the gzeir is only by tevila but not by hashaka. And the extra thing we have to point out is that we're talking about a kli even over here, a stone kli, because stone can't be makabel toma. But if we're talking about tame water inside a wooden kli or metal kli, so that means the kli itself is also tame, and then the kli mimele requires tevila, which Beis Shammai had already said in the previous Mishnah, is not allowed to be done. The Mishnah continues, matpilin migavel gavin from chabur l'chabur b'yamtef, one is allowed to be tevil migavel gavin from chabur l'chabur on yamtef, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. The Gemara tells us, masnisa d'loike Rebbe, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Chaf alfa amraf on top to tani, because we have b'raisa, in matpilin kli al gav meimav b'yamtef, one is allowed to be tevil kli because of the water that's inside of it on yamtef, and the ein mashikin esmai b'kli evel l'taharim b'shabbes, one is allowed to do hashaka to water that's inside a stone kli, and this is also on Shabbos, divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Now this is mashma that it's mutter on yamtef, but asr on Shabbos, whereas our Mishnah is mashma that it's even mutter on Shabbos. So clearly our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. We just continue, achamer, the chum say, matbilin kli al gav meimav b'yamtef, a person is allowed to be tevil kli with its waters on yamtef, umashikin esmai b'kli evel l'taharim b'shabbes, and even on Shabbos, it's permitted to do hashaka to tummy water that's in a stone kli. Now we further clarify, loy amar el b'shel evan. This is only said with a stone kli, habishel eitz loy. But if it's a wooden kli, it's aser. A wood kli is going to become tame from the tame water that's inside of it, and then that means that you're being tevil the kli itself as well, and that's aser on Shabbos. Now we go on to explain the last part of the Mishnah, ketzan migav l'gav. What does that mean that it's mutter to be tevil migav l'gav? And the answer is ratzal lasis yisasai al gabe gitoy oy gitoy al gabe yisasai matbols kelyoy. If a person wants to do this, he can be tevil as kalim. What's this referring to? So say a person had decided that he's going to use certain kalim for pressing wine, and he immersed them in the mikvah to metahir them and prepare them for that purpose, and then he decided, you know what, I'm going to use them for dough. I'm going to put my flour and water and different ingredients in it to make a dough inside and not use it for pressing grapes. That's what it means, ratzalasis isasoy al gabigitoy. He decided to make his dough inside kalim that he was originally tevil for making wine, or the other way around. He decided that he's going to make wine inside a kli that he originally had intended that he's going to use for dough. So he's allowed to be retevil his kalim even on Shabbos. Why is that? Because this is just a mala. It's an extra chumrah. He doesn't need to be tevil them again. He already was tevil them before Shabbos, so they're already 100% tahar. He's a special holy yid who wants to have extra special kavanas than being tevil this kli for this particular purpose, and since he wasn't tevil it for that purpose, he wants to bring it to the mikvah again. No problem. He could do that even on Shabbos because he's not being metakin anything. There's no issue whatsoever. It's 100% okay. We further clarify, ketzem mechabur l'chabura. What did the Mishnah mean when it said mechabur l'chabura? He could also bring his kelim to the mikvah. That's hoya oichem chabura zu. If a person's registered to eat the Karban Pesach with one particular chabura, one group, and the kelim that he was tevil originally for that purpose became tamei, and then v'nimlach l'oichem chabura acheres, he switched his mind and decided, you know what, I want to eat with a different chabura, and he got registered with that other chabura, and now he wants to be re-tevil as kelim. Again, he's like the same person as before, and he wants to have these kavanas, he wants to make sure that he's tevil as kelim for this particular purpose. Now, even though he was tevil them to eat his Karban Pesach and they're 100% tahar, he wants to be tevil them specifically for this chabura. Tevil, says the Gemara, no problem, he can be tevil them even on Shabbos, because again, he's not fixing anything up, there's no matak anymore, there's no nothing, it's just a chumra over here, and so it's perfectly fine. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.